Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 410, top of the day to you, Steph.
410, what a lovely round number.
Last week we were having ice water.
Yeah.
Because it was hot. You had two ice waters.
That's right, I did.
Today you've got one glass of water. Temperature.
Yeah, and I'm freezing cold.
And you're a little bit cold.
Got a woolly jumper on.
You do. It's not like a cardi though.
It's not a turtleneck.
True.
It's not a skivvy.
Skivvy's the more, would you say turtleneck is more jumper, skivvy is more like cotton long sleeve?
I think for us, but I think people who call a turtleneck is a turtleneck.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's always whatever that fold over neck is.
Yep. Yep.
That fold over neckline.
Why don't we call it that?
Yeah.
Guys, have you tried the new fold over neckline line?
It's smashing.
Smashing. I watched a movie that I think is out today, Thursday.
I watched it too.
Oh my God, we're so cool.
So cool.
We are so cool. Some of our favorite actresses in there, actually, if you want to know about it, you'll have to listen.
Soon.
Yeah, soon. Got a quiz that Chloe made.
Oh, there could be anything in there.
Yeah. Yeah, she got really excited. She's six and she was like, so could we make it about, and she just did all of these things.
Yeah. She then said to me that she made it, but she can't remember it.
Yeah. That was within seconds.
I was like, oh, good. And she goes, but it's okay because I don't need to answer it.
Yeah, because I said to her, don't tell her what the answers are. And she's like, I can't remember the questions. Like, okay, that wasn't that long ago. All right, I watched something else as well. Can't remember the name of it. I'll do some research whilst we talk about other things.
I watched a doco.
Oh, no, mine's a series. I think it's on, I want to say Disney.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll soon find out, but we have to get into this thing I like to call the Hunno Yours.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
N-E-W-S. News.
Why has that never been? I love that. That's really good. Speaking of Disney or Hulu, Only Murders in the Building, season 6. Do you want to start talking about it? I know that we've still got, well, no, this week was the final of season 5.
Do you know what?
What?
I haven't watched any of season 5 yet.
It's a really nice show.
I'm going to. I was only this morning, I was thinking about it. I went, oh, I need to get on board with that again.
When the theme song comes in, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. That's why I think I'm not worried about not having watched it, because I know that I will.
Yes.
And I know that I will like it.
And I just love the fact that that is a combo, Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez, that we never knew we needed.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be iconic.
Yeah.
For decades.
Decades.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, season 6 has not been officially renewed, but I was reading Deadline and they're like, but when it is, because it will be. Do you want to guess where it's going to be set? It's not in New York this time.
What?
In fact, it's not in the US.
What?
Season 6 is rumored to be taking place in London.
Oh my God, that's what I was going to guess, but I didn't want to interrupt you. I swear I was going to guess London.
Okay.
Because of the West End.
Why don't we do, why don't we do some guessing of who might be in there? Olivia Colman is my first guess.
Oh my gosh, you are so spot on.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah. What about Cumberbun?
He would, because he's quite fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
And just those two, and that's the end.
The end.
Could you imagine a Joanna Lumley?
Oh,
I think I could.
Hey, talking about Joanna Lumley.
Yes.
Did you hear that the Amanda Land Show is getting a Christmas special? And you know how Joanna Lumley is in it?
She's the mother.
She's the mother. Would you like to guess who is playing the mother's sister?
Oh my God.
In this Christmas special.
I cannot wait for this.
It's the best answer you will ever hear in your entire life.
Jennifer Saunders playing Joanna Lumley's sister.
Yes.
Oh, could it get better?
No, it couldn't.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Like, you can imagine them sitting down going, okay, like, Christmas special, what are we going to do? We need some big people. All right. Joanna's in. She'll do the Christmas special. We need a sister. Who will be her sister? And someone's gone.
Like, there's nobody.
Forget familiar resemblance, family resemblance. Let's just go for the crown.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh God, I'm so looking forward to that. When I saw that you had posted it,
yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, this is.
I sent it to you especially as well.
Thanks. You know Murray Bartlett?
Yeah.
The hotel manager of the first season of The White Lotus. Mm-hmm. He is now part of the cast of Netflix's All the Sinners Bleed. Now, this is adapted from a novel, like a lot of them are, limited series. It's about the first black sheriff in a small Bible Belt county. Ooh. And I'll just read the synopsis. Haunted by his devout mother's untimely death, he must lead the hunt for a serial killer who's been preying on his black community for years in the name of God. Now, Murray will play the chairman of the board of supervisors in the town. So I reckon he's gonna be a bit of an alpha male.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So very different from White Lotus.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. My final news story today is, get ready, start saving. This might be the Christmas present that you ask all of your family to go in on. The Goonies pirate ship.
Lego set. I saw this.
Looks good, doesn't it? It looks so good.
It's like, obviously 3D, but one side is the outside of this pirate ship, and then you spin it around, and the inside of the pirate ship, I think, is every scene.
Yeah, it's like bits of like cave and so good.
And the little figurines look really good.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're even different sizes to match the characters.
Which is incredible, right? But even I was looking at like just the box, and it looks like Andy, or you know, the teenage girl.
Yeah.
Like immediately just on the box, you're like, oh, that's Andy.
Yeah.
Like immediately noticeable. 2,912 pieces. It's going to take you a fair while.
Does it have a price tag?
While. Yeah, this is in US dollars.
Yeah.
$309.
Wow.
So, basically 310. It comes out, I think for people who are in the know or like.
On the VIP list of Lego.
Basically. Lego. Early access program. I couldn't think of the term. The 1st of November, and then the rest of us have access to buying it on the 4th.
Cool.
Like, I like Lego. I'm not a Lego collector at all.
No.
I can't tell you the last time I bought Lego, but for myself, I mean. But that would be something I'd be like,
I'd want to make it. I don't want to keep these.
Oh, you
things,
make
though.
It. Yeah, make it. That's
like a toy library.
Like that is way more fun than making something like the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's stuff inside. Yeah. You're doing stories. Good
so
fun.
I follow this girl and she does a lot of really random but really fun stuff.
Yeah.
And she, with no background of Lego building, just decided to go to the Lego store and buy something. I think she did the Encanto house first.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so she buys the big sets and makes them while she's watching the movie in the background. And she's done the Millennium Falcon. She's done the Death Star. She's done everything. So I reckon she's going to do this one too.
That's such a fun idea.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like $310 for almost 3,000 piece Lego set. I think that's not weird, right? Like that sounds
reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd look good. Everybody that enters your house would be like, oh, no way.
Do you know the only disappointing thing is that you know a lot of those people are going to make it and put it on a shelf because they're proud. That's fine.
Yeah.
They're not going to play with it.
Mm.
Like,
that's true.
You want to at least while you're building it have, you know, the character go, it's a booby trap. It's a booby trap.
Hey, you guys.
Yes.
So fun. Should we get into some watching suggestions?
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I really love that one.
I was trying to do
really,
it. A little bit, something
really
a little bit
it.
Different.
Hmm.
All right, let's first talk about the movie that we got to watch a little bit early, mm-hmm. it's out today in the cinemas, is called Shell. This stars one of our favourites, Elizabeth Moss, mm-hmm. Kate Hudson. Love her as well.
Fabulous, both and of them.
I remember you talking about this one. When I watched, I reckon the first 20, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. I was like, this feels like that book Ritual that we read.
Ah.
This has got real Ritual
See,
vibes
I
to
was
it.
Like, oh, it's Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
Which Kate Hudson's mother was in.
Yeah.
But without the humour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are some weird bits towards the end especially that I think, oh, now they're being funny.
Yeah.
They just went all out at
the
end.
There were like twists that you went, oh, you went there.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd go that far.
Wasn't actually expecting that.
So Elizabeth Moss plays an actress. Moss, sorry. Far out. What is wrong with me? She plays an actress who was a child star.
Yeah.
Has still been doing a little bit of
TV work.
Yeah, acting. But she is auditioning with people who look like models.
Yes, very much models.
And she just looks like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really great actress.
Yes.
But is not always given the chance.
Hasn't done the surgery, the nips and tucks.
Yes.
You know, all of that sort of stuff. She's just remained herself.
That's right. And then you've got Kate Hudson's character called Zoe, who she's like the CEO of, I thought it was kind of going to be like a Ritual thing, cosmetic thing, but it's more than that. It is
cosmetic, but it's a company sprouting that they will give you eternal beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, something like, I'm 68 years old. And
yeah.
You're like, no, you're Kate.
You're Kate Hudson. You're not.
You're not that old.
Actually, how old are you? Because you look pretty good.
You're as old as me. So I reckon she's older than you.
I think she's older than me.
I think she's older than me. I believe that Shell, if I remember correctly, the company has got this like new amazing medical scientific breakthrough mm-hmm. where they use some sort of
laser some sort of
made from or with lobster shells.
Yeah.
Or whatever the components are that goes into a lobster.
Very secretive. You know, if you sign up to this program, there's an NDA involved, all of that. And Elizabeth Moss, after a few more rejections, she suddenly goes, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to just put my career, everything in their hands and just go for it because everybody seems to think it's life-changing and wonderful and amazing.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Initially.
She looks better. She can go to the gym and do more exercises for longer.
Yeah.
And she loses, like, all of her psoriasis goes away. And then things start to go awry. Mm. And we probably won't talk too much about the rest of it. But I thought it was good. I liked it. It was fun.
I did like it.
That end was insane, though. That was just crazy. But I was wasn't annoyed by it. I was like, yeah, that's actually quite funny.
No, I wasn't annoyed by it. But
it's quite funny.
I don't kind of know where else it would have gone to.
Yeah. Yeah, like otherwise it would have ended in a like, oh, and then this happened because that was naughty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Or you stopped the treatments and so suddenly coming back to your normal age, you're now look 30 years older. It's a much better ending than that.
That's crazy.
Really enjoyed watching it. Like it was enjoyable watch.
It wasn't overly long. It did not outstay its welcome. It was a perfect
And those two women are fantastic.
Yeah.
And they were cast perfectly.
They get on really like it's they work well together.
Yeah.
They act well together, I should say.
And it was really nice to see Elizabeth Moss in, I guess, a more natural vulnerability.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Like, yeah, she wasn't June.
She wasn't June. She wasn't the spy that she's been in other movies.
Mm.
But she had this vulnerability and this, I won't say naive, like she wasn't naive.
No.
But she had these reactions that felt so much like a normal, regular person who is pretty good at their job but just can't compete with these supermodels.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of reactions that she had that I just went, oh, that was really good acting.
Do you know what I thought? It wasn't towards the end that we got one, I would say, June Handmaid's Tale facial expression.
Oh, yeah.
And when it happened, I was like, wow, she hasn't done that yet.
Not
that
once.
Was not, this has not been June thing at all. There was just one quick one.
There was one eye close up, and my initial thought was, she has to go down in history as the woman with the most close-ups on her eyes. Like, her eyes are stunning. But I was like, yeah, so that's true. What she's known for.
So funny. Yeah, Shell, it's out in movies today. I reckon if you've got some friends or a friend, you know, like girlfriends, yeah. A group of girlfriends, go out for dinner, go and watch this. I reckon you'll all enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Did have a slight Black Mirror feel to it.
Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something that has sort of underlining humor,
yeah,
but a bit of intrigue.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on?
And almost hitting close to far out, that could actually be what the world is like.
That's right. We're living in this world that freaks me out. The show that I watched was on Disney, well, continues to be. It came out maybe a couple of months ago. You know, suddenly you get to this time of year and you're like, oh, there were all of those other series that I wanted to start watching. This one is called Adults, and it's a group of 20-something-year-olds in New York. They've all finished study and they're all onto their own careers now, and they live together in a house. And they are all messes in different ways, shape, and form. And it's a comedy. It's 100% a comedy. Some of the things you're just like, why would you do that? Especially the first 5 minutes, you're like, why is she doing that?
Yeah.
Why? Stop doing it. And all her friends are like, stop it. Stop doing that. And there's a character. He's just one of the guys. He's a boy. He's a boyfriend, actually.
Yeah.
He is never referred to anything but Paul Baker. His full name, even by his girlfriend.
I love. There's always a character like that in good shows, so they always have their full name.
So good. Yeah, I've watched 4 episodes, I think. And I think there's 8 episodes. I'm just kind of checking. Yeah, there are 8 episodes. So I've got a couple more to get through, which is good. And I hope they get another season. It's called Adults. It's on Disney Plus or Hulu. What did you watch? Doco.
Yeah, I watched a doco, which you've probably heard doing the rounds in the last sort of week or so. It's on Netflix and it's called The Perfect Neighbor, and it's anything but that. It's a documentary, so it is in Florida, and
it
follows
where it happened.
A minor disagreement, and when I say minor, I'm not sure that that's the right word to be used.
Oh, okay.
But it is ongoing disagreements amongst neighbors over a plot of grass, and one person whose property bumps onto that grass, she doesn't want the kids to play there. And they're always there, and they're yelling and they're screaming, and, you know, they've got other backyards to play in, but they're always there, and she wants them to go. She's put out no trespassing signs. She actually doesn't have any right to do that because there's something weird about the property laws that you only own the building, not the grassed area, the land around it.
Okay.
And she's a renter, and so it's all just sort of mixed. And the neighbors, they just want their kids to be kids and not inside on devices and things. So they're happy that they're outside playing football and all sorts of things on the grass, and they think that their kids have the right to play there. So there's this constant disagreements. And when I say constant, the police are being called to this neighborhood several times a week to deal with it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's a really interesting documentary. I know this doesn't sound interesting at all. People are probably live this sort of thing all the time. It sounds awkward. However, what's interesting about this is it's filmed entirely from police body cam footage. Because they were
there all the time.
All the time, they could create the narrative that's needed to make a full documentary.
Because they would constantly be having both sides tell their story.
Exactly, exactly. Wow. So it, I guess the documentary starts with one night, a quite lethal, awful outcome from one disagreement has happened. I won't tell you what happened. I won't tell you who was involved, but it starts from there and then they rewind and they tell you sort of the background, and it picks back up at that evening and it continues with what's going on because the police are constantly being involved. What's really interesting about it, and this is what I like about documentaries, where you can watch it and you can be discerning because it's not your world essentially, but you can come away from it thinking, oh, I see what happened, but I actually think both sides kind of have a point of view. Neither of them went about things in the right way. But what's really interesting is Florida has a law called Stand Your Ground. So essentially you can use force or weapons to stand your ground if you're feeling threatened within your own home. So it's a really interesting
argument
of like who is actually right in this. Well, no one's right in it, but what's the outcome legally? What's going to happen with this and who pays, you know? But I also want to say, like, you watch this and you just think disputes with neighbours, like, just drop it.
Because you got to live next to them.
You've got to live next to them. Just drop it. At some stage, somebody or both sides have to go back inside your own doors.
Yeah.
But interesting. I have heard a lot of people talking about it, people saying it's the documentary to watch this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's good. I don't know that it's that level, but it's an interesting one.
It had you.
It had me. And I think the police body cam footage because nobody's being interviewed, nobody's talking to camera. It feels
good. It's really different.
And it makes you feel like you are almost part of it rather than a spectator of the story.
Yeah, you're not being told the story.
Yeah.
Mm. That was called
The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix.
The Perfect Neighbor. All right. I want to do Chloe's quiz.
Let's do it.
Now, this quiz.
Chloe's quiz.
Okay. I think you're going to get most of these.
Did she provide the answers?
She came up with the ideas.
Okay. Because I was going to say, did you fact check?
It was more the topic.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I had some involvement.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
How many PlayStations have there been? I don't know why you're pulling that face.
Seven? Five. Five. That's five. Because the five looks like an S, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I think technically there's been more because you've had like the slims and the pros, but we just wanted to go easy.
Sorry, I was just counting.
Yeah,
because
like,
all the variations.
You have all of them.
Yeah, clearly.
Where can you watch K-pop Demon Hunters?
Ah, that's Netflix.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had to
Google that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also make a question.
Yeah.
Because it was more like, let's do K-pop Demon Hunters. And I, what's the question?
You know why? Because she doesn't watch the movie.
It's just on.
No, she just likes the songs.
Oh, okay. Well, she didn't think
she
about
that. She just
knows
the songs. And I think she's made it once through the movie.
Now, I said to her, I said, okay, so you've done, because she wanted to do a PlayStation question. And then she's like, should we do like a movie? I was like, yeah, movies or TV shows or books. And she goes, what about Where's Wally one? I'm like, what, you want me to
find him?
And I said, oh, why don't we look up how many Where's Wally books have there been? She knew the answer. And I Googled and she was right.
How? It's been in the front cover of a book, hasn't it?
She's looked at the back of the book. How many?
11.
It's only seven.
Seven.
I thought it'd be more.
Yeah. Takes a lot of work, though. Like,
yeah.
It's been around a long time.
Do you reckon it's one bloke? I not looked into this. It could just be a quick Wikipedia away.
It was one bloke.
I thought so too. But if he's only done seven, maybe it is just one guy.
Maybe he's not alive anymore.
Oh. Rest in peace.
You know, someone will research this and they will come up with the answers. And I really hope they send them to us.
I hope so.
Because we will forget about this immediately.
What? Yeah. So when you answer it, don't give any sort of references.
He's alive. He did all of them.
Be like, what?
But he gave up drawing.
Yeah. He's sick of it now. What year did Astrobot win Game of the Year?
Oh, Was it last year?
Yeah.
2024?
2024, yeah.
Gosh, I'm good.
So good. What's the order of the names in the Bluey song?
Mum, Dad, Bingo, Bluey.
Good job.
Thanks.
This one I came up with because she said, let's do a question about TV.
Like just boxes.
So I said, boxes. Why don't we ask what year did TV come to Australia?
Oh. 68? Earlier.
Way earlier.
Way earlier. Oh, that was colour. Was colour 68?
Oh, maybe with Auntie Jack.
Actually, I think it was later. I think it was in the 70s.
I'll look it up. We'll Google this one, numbers.
But not Where's Wally. It came to Australia in the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
52.
Six.
56.
I think we're a bit later than other countries, so maybe America had that one.
Takes a long time to get here.
What year was colour TV introduced in Australia? 1975.
Oh, I was really wrong.
1975.
Leah, can you please Google Wally?
What was the question? Oh, who
drew Wally?
Where's Wally? Who drew Where's Wally? Martin Hanford.
Good on you.
Martin Hanford, are you still with us?
Martin!
Martin! Oh, he's from the UK. Oh, he's only 69.
What's he doing? Why hasn't he done any?
Hurry up. Stephanie, on that note, I want to say, thank you very much.
Hi, you're welcome.